Haley Wickenheiser is Assistant Director of Player Development with the Toronto Maple Leafs. She is also involved in a kind of a cool initiative, the Canadian Tire World Female Hockey Festival, which has signed a multi-year partnership agreement with Highmark Interactive. And essentially what has happened is Highmark has developed a mobile tool called Active Brain Tracking. And essentially, well, I'm going to bring Haley Wickenheiser and let Haley explain this, because Haley, thanks for joining us. This sounds like a terrific initiative, and it's basically a mobile app that allows parents, coaches, physicians, and athletes to sort of get a read on where their brain is going into a game or after a hit, and it kind of sets out healthy ranges, doesn't it, for reactions and things of this nature.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jeff. There are a lot of concussion baseline tests that are out there, but no one has really made it mobile or gamified it in a way that kids will want to play it, parents, coaches, teams can sort of start in a season early and get all their athletes to play this game, which gives them sort of a baseline idea of where their cognitive functioning is, and then if something was to happen, you can go back and play the game again and get a read on where you're at. It's not really a diagnostic tool for concussion. It's not going to tell you whether you absolutely have one or not. Of course, we can't do that, mm-hmm. but it's a way to make it fun. I remember as an athlete doing a lot of the impact tests and things like that we had to do to start the season, and they're very medicalized and often easy to cheat and kind of boring. So this is a way that it's very quick, it's interactive, and we've had a lot of early success with kids that play the game that enjoy to play it. And so when you're more engaged, you're more likely to give your best prediction of where you're currently at as your baseline anyway.
Yeah, and you can download EQ Active Brain Tracking for iOS and Android on the App Store and Google Play Store. And the website for more information is www.highmark.tech. And the cool thing about this is it is interactive. It is a game. But Haley, it's also the type of thing, this is exactly the type of thing that is going to be spread from peer-to-peer by word of mouth. You know, the first thing I thought of when I saw this, I can just imagine a kid saying, hey, look at this thing. This thing's cool. The other kid goes to his parents, I want this app. It's genius.
Yeah, it's great. We had kids playing it this last weekend at Big Fest. We had a few kids that played it a few hundred times over the weekend. So clearly they enjoy the game, and you can try to beat your score. And it measures things like balance and proprioception and reaction time and coordination. So when you gamify those things and put them into a context that's fun for kids to play, they like to play it. And whether you do it against your friends or as a team or, I can see school boards and things like that taking it on for their school teams and such. So it is a pretty cool concept.
Yeah, it beats the hell out of Fortnite. It would appear to beat the hell out of Fortnite. Haley, how are you adapting to your role with the Leafs? And I'm just wondering how you found that role, knowing that you're also, you've got a family life, you're obviously involved in a lot of charities and a lot of endeavors. How have you found the role with the Leafs so far? And is it kind of morphed into what you thought it would be?
I love my work with the Leafs. Obviously, it's a great time to be working with the Leafs, but I get a chance to really see all levels of the organization, from working with junior hockey players to the Marlies to the Leafs. So it gives me a chance to be on the ice again with the best players in the world and try to help them pass along the knowledge that I have and work with the awesome team of development staff that we have, headed by Scott Pellerin. So, on a day-to-day basis, I could be on the ice or watching a game or doing video or just discussing a player. So it is a lot of fun, and it's the part of the game that I like the most, which is figuring out how to get better as a player. That's what I did a lot when I played. And so it is a very nice role to have, for sure.
You know, Haley, we had Doug McLean on a few minutes ago, and we were talking about Tyler Ennis's game against Columbus, and we talked about the role he has managed to play as a third or fourth line winger in this team, and how this may, more than anything else, be kind of a reflection of where the game is going, because in the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, a guy like Tyler Ennis, skilled player, a little bit in the small side, without a contract, he might have fallen through the cracks. But the way the game is now, yeah, you've got to, you know, you expect checking from your third and your fourth line players, certainly your fourth line players, but you've also got to have a little bit of skill. And sometimes that skill set is enough to get you that extra look now and maybe, you know, maybe extend your career if you're a player like Tyler Ennis.
Yeah, I think, you know, just in general terms, I don't want to get into specifics about Leafs, but generally the game now at the NHL level is very much a skill and speed game. And if you can skate, if you can think, I think that there's a place for you. You know, you're too valuable to not have. So that when we think about toughness today in hockey, it's not hitting and fighting as much as it is, you know, getting close in on players and checking and turning pucks over and making it hard to play against. And so I think, you know, the teams that are going to have success are the teams that close in fast on pucks and they you know, are able to make it difficult for other players to make plays. And that's really where you get scoring chances, which is the name of the game. So it is exciting, I think, to see the direction of the game. I think watching the NHL is a lot of fun these days, a lot of dynamic players and a lot of skills.